We're at a Barista Cafe here in lovely Suffield, and it's getting light out, and we're getting activity here on Main Street. Come down. They usually don't open up till 7:30, but I'm sure you can snag a cup of coffee or something if you come down and say hello. And I'm joined now by Ajay Malhotra and his wife, Shalu. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
First of all, I have to tell you, is it Cafe Barista or Barista Cafe? Because we see it. You have Cafe Barista on your hat, but then Joey said for me to call Barista Cafe. So which one is it?
Well, the legal entity is Barista Cafe LLC, but we do business as Cafe Barista. So that's what's in our logo.
Okay. Why did you do that? Can you turn him down a touch?
Just to keep it interesting.
Okay. Now, when you go to the website, you're the person here is the origin here. So was this your idea, your concept to do this? Talk about how you came up with wanting to do this.
Yeah, it was my idea. And coming from Europe, I always wanted to make a cafe with a little bit of European touch and to give the community all the international dishes. And basically, I'm from India, and I lived in Europe for 20 years. I came here and I have 3 kids. Now they are all grown up. So I had the opportunity and I had the time to do something for myself and for the community. So that's
was it scary?
Oh, no.
No?
No, it was not.
How did you know that when did you know you had something good on your hands? Because obviously people love it here. You got another location. Our boss says the almond croissant is phenomenal. How did you know you had something on your hands?
I know because, it was a little bit hard for me to, attract the community to this cafe. But I really worked hard on it to give everything, every day, something new to the people. That the community should come here, sit down, and try my dishes and try the coffee we serve them.
Was there a point where you're like, we're going to make it? When you come in here and see the place filled, it must make you feel really good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We're talking with, let's talk to Ajay for a second here. So she comes home with, you knew she always wanted to do this? Because you're an engineer, right?
I mean,
this is like a side thing.
Yeah. So I'm an engineer. I work for GE. So I'm into real estate. So we bought this property in 2019. And we knew
the kids were going to
college, so she's going to have a lot of time on her hands, and I wanted to get her off my back too.
Transparency is a wonderful thing. You're in so much trouble. But you came up with the idea together?
Yes. So we bought this property, and then this space we kept reserved for a cafe because it's right opposite Suffield Academy. It's a very visible spot. And she didn't have to pay rent, right? So that was a big benefit. And so we started this cafe, but then COVID hit, right? So
yeah.
We had to shelve the project for a couple of years. So until COVID was in the...
So you didn't open before COVID. You just delayed the opening.
Yeah. Right.
In some ways, that's a blessing, right? Because you didn't open and then have to shut it down.
Right.
You know,
you could
launch it.
No, it was huge. You know, we were about to start the build out, and that's when COVID hit. And we said, okay, we're not spending the money right now. So as soon as we saw COVID was at the tail end, you know, we said, okay, let's get started with the build out. It's going to take half a year, you know, to do the build out. And then we opened in March of 2022.
Do a lot of the kids from the school come down here?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's really cool. What do you love about, because you lived in Germany, is that right?
Yes.
And a whole bunch of places, which I can ask you about in a second. But what do you love about Suffield? I mean, your kids were born, you raised your kids here, right? I mean, they went to school here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You don't like it here?
Oh, no, I like it.
What do you like about it?
Yeah, it's a very opportunity. You get so many opportunities over here. And
the best thing about Suffield, I would say, is the historic district. So the way the community has protected the original, you know, architecture.
It's amazing.
We love walking down the main street, you know, with our dog every day. And looking at all these beautiful houses built from the 16th, 17th, 18th century.
Yeah, I love it.
It's incredible. So
yeah.
it gives you a very good feeling, you know. And it gives us feeling back of Europe, too. Because in Europe, you have this architecture. You know, they preserve their old historic buildings the way Suffield has done. you know.
I love European cafes mainly because they don't rush you to leave. Right. You can have a cup of coffee and sit for as long as you want. And in America, it's like, you know, you want anything else? I need the table. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, like, that kind of feel is what I like. What's your favorite thing on the menu? Like, what is your absolute favorite thing?
I just like iced matcha latte. That's my favorite.
Favorite drink? What about food?
Food, I like creamy chicken.
Ooh, what is that?
It's my own recipe with chicken and some herbs.
So you do breakfast and lunch, right?
Yes.
What's your favorite thing on the menu?
So I like the creamy chicken too.
Does she make it at home?
No, she has never made it at home. This recipe was developed in the cafe. So I have to come here to eat it.
Oh, that's funny. You got to pay, too.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I want to thank you both for having us here. And I love, you know, I love entrepreneurial success stories, as Joey knows, because I'm not a business person. So I think when families launch ventures like this, whether it's high risk or low risk, it's amazing. And I love the fact that, you know, coming from outside of here or outside of America and coming here and having a thriving business is also an amazing thing. We have a cynical world we live in, and so it's great to have great stories like that.
Okay.
And thank you for having us here today.
Thank you.
And we loved having you. Thank you, Brian.
It's awesome.
And thanks, Joey.
We are here at Barista Cafe right on Main Street in Suffield. And he's not kidding. I mean, Ajay's not kidding. I mean, you just driving down the street, it is as quintessential New England colonial as you can get. And come in and get a cup of coffee. I don't know the name of the drink she said, but it sounds delicious. I just go coffee, but the drink, the matcha latte sounds nice.